for those that are thinking about retirement, especially, you know, I think of these people that have spent 30 years developing skills and expertise. And even if it's not their primary job, if it was a hobby that they were passionate about, we want them to build on that lifetime of skills and experience and expertise they already have, and then take it the next step in making it a profitable business.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy, with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And on the line, all the way from Mexico, we have David and Dana Hagstrom, and they are retired preacher and a retired paralegal who moved away to be able to afford to retire early. However, they're not idle in their retirement, and so they're going to come and talk to us today about what they've been getting up to. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anne. It's a delight to be here.
So would you like to remind the listeners about how you transported yourself to Mexico and were able to retire early?
Sure, we can do that. On our last show, I know I told you about that night when I was rather frustrated with our situation and looked at our pension account and figured out we needed to work another 6 to 8 years, and told Dana, partly in jest, that we needed to do that unless we decided to do something radical like move to Mexico. And she responded right away and said, well, why not? And within months, we found ourselves retired and living in our new country here in Mexico. And it was after that that we started sensing a new calling, that is helping others to find a way to retire and bridge the financial divide between where they were and where they hoped to be.
You suffered some age bias even in your career. Is that something that you've come across a lot with others?
Well, I think, yes, we've definitely found others that find it, maybe if they are let go or laid off in their 50s, or especially late 50s or early 60s, it becomes very hard to find another position, especially one that pays well, that's at the same level that they had before, because it's easier for companies to hire someone that's younger, that maybe doesn't have the same skill level, but also don't command as much of a salary.
That's what's happening to you. But that's given you inspiration because you've actually fallen on your feet, so to speak, because you've found a new calling down there and you've found a way to help others that need to create some extra income to supplement their retirement.
Exactly. We've sort of worked in two different directions. One, we help people that are wanting to retire and looking to figure out how to bridge that financial divide and how to apply whatever strengths and skills and experience they may have to make an income outside of their regular 9-to-5 job that they've been used to in the past. We've also, since we focus ourselves on marketing online, we found that it's helpful for us to go a bit deeper with those that are wanting to market online like we do. In fact, I still remember a particular night when Dana and I were gathered in a hotel room with our mentors and reviewing our business plan with him after a full day of training. And after he tightened up a few details in our plan, he looked at us and said, you're ready. You need to be out there coaching others. And well, at that time, we didn't feel ready as yet. But in retrospect, he was right, because after 34 years of ministry, where my gift for strategic planning had always been sort of in the forefront, coaching other staff members and helping develop long-range plans and such. Well, I'd learned how to apply that to our new business ventures, and now it was time to share. So we began coaching a small group of online marketers, and then over time, we've worked on increasing that. But I have to admit, there was still something missing. At first, we could help people with almost any piece of online marketing, but it was sort of hit and miss which piece to work on when. Like we were putting pieces into a puzzle, but we really didn't know what the overall puzzle was supposed to look like. And then one day, and it's largely as a matter of us having spent enough time doing the hit and miss kind of things that we were, the picture came into focus for us, both for our own business and for coaching others. And we got to the place where we could actually walk through a list of questions and say, here's where you need to focus your attention now to move your business forward. And from that point forward, our excitement and enthusiasm for coaching just sort of went through the roof.
And confidence, too.
And confidence, yeah. Because we realized that, one, that people can develop a profitable online marketing business without being overwhelmed with tasks that need to be done every day, and that we were at a place where we could show them how to do it. And so now it's been over 3 years that we've been helping people with issues relating to online marketing and building new income streams.
It's amazing that you've turned your skill set around and were able to use it to help others. So are you able to give some examples about how you're working with people?
Sure. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about our newest program, the process we lead people through. It's called Pathway to Profit. And we picture that in three stages. First, we help people to test their foundation for success, then to build their pipeline for profit, and third, to release the flow of leads and cash. So in the first stage, testing their foundation for success, we research four critical sets of questions, which we abbreviate as, first, do you know where you're headed? What's the unique problem that you can solve for someone else? Who's your biggest fan? That is, who's the market that is really interested in and has this problem that you can solve for them? And then how will you make money doing this? And we've actually taught webinars together on all four of those sets of questions. So we've gone into it fairly deeply. And then in the next stage in the process, they have to design their pipeline for profit. And that is, they need to attract leads into a pipeline and then move them along stage by stage until they become customers and raving fans. So we help people design an irresistible lead magnet that brings people in, and then we position them as an authority in their niche and show them how to increase their level of authority there. And then we show them how to nurture their leads and raise their energy from lukewarm to sizzling hot and lead them to an effective deciding event. And by the way, for your listeners, you don't need to write all these things down, because we'll be happy to share it with you. In fact, we'll give you a detailed look at the template we use for our lead magnet. We call it our solution, and an outline of all the rest of our process. But then in the third stage, they release the flow of leads and cash. And so they begin by attracting free eyeballs, so to speak, using social media and going from a trickle to a steady flow of leads and Dana and I have taught clients how to attract free leads on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook Messenger, LinkedIn. And those are the kind of details we talk about in our coaching community. And in fact, we really encourage people to focus on just one of those until they get really good at it. But then they need to raise their perceived authority by delivering very focused and precisely targeted content before eventually developing a carefully calculated ad strategy to turn up the volume and then optimize and maximize the whole process. Now, that's the whole process in a nutshell. I know that's a lot of content.
That was a big answer.
That's a lot of content fast.
Yeah.
That's essentially the outline of the process that we lead people through. And it might take, you know, it'll take months to get through the whole thing. Or if people are really ambitious, we can meet one-to-one and do it over a period of maybe 2 or 3 months instead. But those are the things that we focus on with our clients, both in group coaching and in one-to-one coaching.
Do you find that people instantly know what their niche, I suppose, or is that something that you help them explore as well?
We definitely help them. If they've come in and they're already, you know, when I'm talking to them and I'm doing the initial consultation, we uncover a lot of that. And if they're not clear, that is one of the first steps that we make sure. That's their foundation. You know, you have to know who you are targeting and who you want to help and how you're going to help them. So that is one of the first steps that we walk through. And that might even happen in our discovery call.
And I know you've been working on putting together additional training on that specific thing.
Yes. I'm excited to record that here very soon.
So I suppose in a nutshell, is it possible to create a niche that you're not an expert in and still make money?
Well, we like to find a place where people have a passion. If they don't have all the knowledge, you can find that and you can help people to gain more expertise. But they really do need to have at least a passion that will drive them and help them to keep on going in something. You don't want to pick a niche and then after a few months say, you know, I'm sort of bored with this. I think I want something else.
Okay. And once they've set themselves up, is this something that can be a long-term prospect for them? They'll be able to reuse what they've created and keep that going for a few years?
Yes, exactly. You know, for those that are thinking about retirement especially, you know, I think of these people that have spent 30 years developing skills and expertise, and even if it's not their primary job, if it was a hobby that they were passionate about, we want them to build on that lifetime of skills and experience and expertise they already have, and then take it the next step in making it a profitable business.
Right. And the framework is also set up so you can revisit, you know, steps and keep it fresh. You know, we like to go through the process, you know, over and over to make sure that, you know, each piece is fitting together the best way it can. So as we learn new things, we go back and make adjustments. So it is kind of an ever-evolving thing. You have the framework, but that doesn't mean it's a once-and-done thing.
Right. And at first, so many people are excited about whether it's marketing on social media or maybe jumping into some kind of ad campaign or something like that. And what we find is that usually the place where people are having their problems is that they haven't clarified their foundation well enough in the beginning. And it's not as exciting, perhaps, as working on some of those other areas of the business. But time and again, we find ourselves having to go back to the basics with people and work through the question of what is your unique offer and who is your target market? And do you know exactly your framework and your value ladder from where you introduce people and how you can move them along and grow your business. We revisit those questions ourselves from time to time, and especially in our weekly meetings, we'll come back and say, are we really as focused in and sharp, you know, in our focus on this area as we can be, or could we clarify it even more? Mm-hmm. And each time we do that with others, it helps us mm-hmm. to get even better in what we are doing.
Yeah. And are people able to create online products, or we actually, without necessarily having a physical product that they have to like box and send to someone?
That's a great question. There are so many different things that people can offer. And one of them, of course, is information products or coaching in a given niche, if that's where their expertise is. And that way, there is no boxing up of anything. But there are also, even for people that, you know, are selling a physical product, you don't necessarily have to take on any of the boxing or shipping or customer care. You can often function as what they call an affiliate marketer. That is, someone else has the product and you are just selling it online for them. And as soon as you sell the product, it becomes their responsibility to take care of the shipping and the customer care and the warranties and such. So there are a variety of models. We had actually started ourselves with years ago with drop shipping, which was a model where we were responsible for all the customer care and things like that, but someone else shipped the product for us and we didn't have to worry about warehousing any products or shipping it.
That works good for folks with e-commerce stores.
Yes, there are those that with e-commerce stores, a lot of people work with Amazon or something like
exactly.
other stores like that.
So it is possible to have a business and live anywhere in the world like you are doing.
Exactly, exactly. There's
just have the Wi-Fi.
Right. There's no need to think of having to have shelves or a storeroom or for products or having money taken up, invested in products. There's really no reason to do that anymore in the kind of businesses that we are involved in.
Right. And it sounds like you're more into semi-retirement now. So you're enjoying yourself still in Mexico?
We're really enjoying ourselves. And yes, you can say it's semi-retirement. We're working. And we're working
for ourselves, though.
That's the key.
On our schedule.
That's the key difference, yes.
Do we want to, you know, go out during the daytime when it's light and have fun with friends, go out to restaurants, you know, go hiking? Yes, we can do that. When we were working for someone else, we couldn't do that. And it was, you know, at least for me, I had to fight to get vacation time. And that I don't have a problem with now.
No, we pretty much decide when we want to take off and play and when we're going to come back and work.
Yeah.
Our schedule is ours, and we really enjoy that.
That's great. So how do people get in touch with you if they wanted to find out more about what you're doing and how they might be able to be helped?
Yes. Well, the easiest way is going to our website. It's David, the letter N, Dana.com. And I mentioned earlier that we would be happy to send people our template to create their lead magnets. But more than that, it has an outline of our entire coaching process on it. And that is available at davidndana.com/solution. And if they'll just go there and put in their email address, we'll get that PDF out to them right away. And that has also a way to schedule appointments with us so we can get together and talk and take it from there.
Well, it's been terrific hearing you again and seeing that everything's worked out for you in your retirement, and you've created a wonderful lifestyle for yourselves in Mexico.
Thank you, Anne. It's been great to be back, and we look forward to each new day and what that might look like, who we might serve, and we always want to be servant leaders first.
Yes, we're really having a great time here. It's fun to talk to you, and I am thinking of your listeners, and I would encourage them, if they're thinking in this direction, to take the first steps and discover for themselves if this is the right avenue for them to take.
All right. Well, it's been terrific having you both. We have had David and Dana Hagstrom on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.